all things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Three blokes catching up over a can of three. So many things that we cannot wait to see. Will Josh giddy up as he drives to the cup? Will Luzada play harder for last year's runners-up? Will Magnay's got his sights on the NBA, but will Bryce be an Aussie? He's gonna stay. We love Space Jam double-doubles and four-point shots from Bubbles, the Great Dane and Mitch and Lamar across the ditch. The Hawks signed a bloke named Justinian, and next year we'll love the Tasmanian.
Brace for the puns and dad jokes. It's time for the Basketball Blokes.
Let's just get straight to it.
And now it's time for Banksy's Captains. It's not Bernie or Boydie, so please don't at them. It's Banksy's choice, so he's in trouble if his number one choice doesn't double.
Yes, that's right. You're back with Benny Banks and Boydie, the Basketball Blokes, but this is just Banksy, the man with his own podcast now.
Me time.
Boydie, out of anyone, you should know how important a captain selection is after the debacle of round three, e.g. Nick K.
Don't bring back memories.
Anyway, I think there's some pretty standout captain options this week, and I don't think any of these guys will come as a surprise, knowing that it's all dictated partly by schedule. So we're going to go with the top three, and at number three, I'm going to go with DJ Daniel Johnson. Okay, so averaging 44.5 last season. We always think of DJ, honestly, as consistent, but lacking that big ceiling we really want from a captain. But interestingly, he had 10 scores of 50-plus with a season high, believe it or not, looking through the game log on basketballblokes.com, of 85 last season.
That's incredible. I certainly didn't have DJ for that game. I'd remember that one.
I wouldn't have picked that, and I definitely would have had him captain either. One extra thing, we're obviously looking at this season that we didn't have access to last season, is the home and away splits. DJ actually went against the grain. He averaged 4 points more in away games as opposed to home games, whereas most players obviously better at home. Funnily enough, DJ's scores from last season against his round one opponents were pretty inconsistent.
Not great.
No. So scores of 32, 15, and 27 against United. So pretty yuck, right?
Yes. And obviously Sean Long there last year, replaced by Jock Landale this year. So bit concerning.
A little bit. 61, 22, 25, and 49 against the Phoenix, though. Little bit better. So, look, it might be a boring play. We've got to have someone at number three, regardless. But, look, you know, I just feel you know what you're going to get with DJ. Something that Benny actually highlighted to me yesterday off the pod was DJ. He used to play the five last season. Now he's probably more in the Griffin role as an outside shooter, a third man up rebounder, obviously with Hunt playing the five this season. So we can only take so much from preseason scores, but the most recent game on Saturday, I think, just was a stark reminder for us all what Johnson can actually do and why he needs to be considered. Just posted that classic DJ stat line, 19 points, 10 rebounds. He always tended to just squeak that 10th rebound in to get the double-double for the extra points. So 58 fantasy points on Saturday. And if nothing else, he should feast against the Phoenix.
Always gets those big scores when you don't have him in your side as well.
He tends to do that. And obviously, playing anyone against the Phoenix seems to be a good trend from last season. And obviously, no Pinot, Wetzel, maybe Forsyth backing up. We might see a couple of minutes there. It's going to be, it should be, I guess, prime time for these bigs to score well. Looking back at last year, it was, like with DJ, you can go to Basketball Blokes and you can look at the average per opponent. But listen to Banksy still. He can break it down for you. But against Melbourne and Southeast Melbourne, like they were two of his three worst average teams, which was really interesting. And then we traditionally look, you go through that list, Cam Oliver's near 70 average. But the Adelaide player was Eric Griffin, who would go one-on-one with Sean Long. And EG was one of his better teams against average, I think, over 50 against Southeast Melbourne. So there is points to go around with the bigs. We don't know what the hump factor is, but I think that's probably why you've got to have DJ at number three.
Spot on, Betty. Now, I think where it gets really interesting is sort of just juggling the one and the two. So there's obviously two standouts at the Cairns Taipan. So I have decided we'll go Scotty Machado at number two. So with a 48-point average last season, there's only 1 point per game behind his partner in crime, obviously Space Cam Oliver. Similarly to Cam, though, Machado had a better average at home than away last season. Again, something we're really going to look at this season. So he was 6 points better a game at home. 51-point average at home compared to 45 points away. And we know where Cairns are playing, guys, in the first two rounds. So four consecutive games at home. I certainly don't think Scotty will be the most popular captain choice for round one, but I really honestly think if you're looking at a point of difference, you can't do worse than Machado. He's got to be considered. And believe it or not, he averaged more against his round one opponents last season than a number one choice this week. Scores of 39, 68 and 42 against Sydney, 37, 20, 70 and 65 against the Hawks. So that gives him a rounded average of 49 points a game against his round one opponents, which seems to me pretty safe with some upside.
You wouldn't be losing. I think the concern with starting Machado, Boydie, we've discussed it a lot tonight, is what you don't want that price drop, or what can you, if you start someone in his place, you can get the price gain. But if you get that 50, he ain't going down in price based on a round of 50 in the first round, which is promising.
No, that's right. I don't think I'd be too worried. I mean, what's the maximum he can drop anyway? $100,000? Like, it's correct. Not a massive deal. My negative take on it is just the team balance. Like, I think you can grab two players there, but that's something we talked about in the pod.
Yeah, that's right. And the matchups for Machado as well. Some pretty good defensive players for memory.
I think it was Caspar. I think they played Sydney in the first game. Hang on, sorry, mate. I didn't have the fixture up. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Obviously, Caspar is a very solid defender.
Great two-way player, so Casper's one to worry about. And then Cairns play the Hawks. So that one's maybe a little bit up in the air, unless they put Justin Simon on.
Yeah, well, Simon. That's it. Well, that is the question.
Simon.
Simon. So can we just stop this now? So Simon. We're not going Simon. I don't say no, Simon. Mitch Macaron.
No.
It is...
Although Mitch Macaron has a nice ring.
It's got a ring to it, yeah.
It's a tasty-sounding name, but yeah, look.
Justin Simon.
Some potential there, and I think where you're going with your number one, Banksy, is where I'm going.
Well, wait. Too late, but I guess what I was going to say is the reason for my number one pick is Machado had 13 50-plus games last season, which is great. But obviously, as we harped on all last season, when it comes to ceiling, he only had six scores of 60-plus, and I think this is where we can definitely do better. So it comes as no surprise, Cam Oliver will be the number one choice this round. Averaged 49 points a game last season. That included 14 games of 50-plus, 10 games of 60-plus from his 28 games played. So meaning he scored 50-plus at a 50% clip and 60-plus at a 35% clip. So that's the more consistent ceiling we want from our captains, isn't it? So as we discussed, there should be greater usage. There should be more looks for Cam this season with no Newball obviously there. What I like better than Machado, though, is, again, coming back to those home and away splits. So what I really like here, though, is at home, he averaged 56 points a game last season. Away, he was a lot lower at just 42 points per game. So Cam loves to play at home. That's 14 extra points per game at home. Times that by two games, double that as a captain, and you got yourself 56 bonus or 3 points just there.
Other thing I like about Cam Oliver, obviously, is their matchups for this. So, no Bogut at Sydney. They've got Jarrell Martin, obviously, an NBA big man. But question mark over new bigs is always foul trouble in the first couple of games. Can Cam Oliver and even Nath Jowai push him into that foul trouble early? cause a bit of issues with Sydney, because after that you've got Kickett, not known defender,
Moller will start.
And then you've got their other matchup against the Hawks. I mean, John Mooney made the Hawks look like an easy team to play against, so I'm sure Cam Oliver will do even worse than that.
You've cut my grass a little bit there, but yes, Cam did not like playing against Sydney last season at all. So this did not give me confidence. 29, 33 and 26 were his scores last season. But great point that you raised there, Boydie. Guess what? This season, no Bogut, no Cooks, no worries. So that is not a concern for me.
Good catchphrase there.
He performed a little bit better against his second opponent, the Hawks. So scores of 24, 40, 36 and a much better 54. But what obviously I really like is the preseason form. So we saw just recently Cairns play Adelaide last Saturday in the preseason game, the final preseason game for them. And Oliver turned a foul-affected statless first quarter into a 21.11 rebound game for 52 fantasy points. And for me, that's, you know, that's the maturity we wanted to see from Cam. Obviously, last season we saw a number of games where if he got into early foul trouble, that's where he had his real low numbers. That just shows me that he may have turned the corner. It's all the confidence I need to lock him in as captain for round one. If he can do that in three quarters, I'm going to love to see what he can do in four.
All right, so obviously there was a real scratchy preseason game in round one, which I tried to watch as we were making our escapades back across the Victorian border, but actually couldn't because it was just that scrappy. So I would literally put a line through that matchup, to be honest. But obviously, there's a new home venue. What I want to know is, based on this one preseason game, do you think he will sizzle at the Snag Pit?
Yes.
Love it, Benny.
You're confident? Because it's a different venue. They're playing in an ex-Bunnings, so I think does that concern you at all?
He's going to sizzle and he's going to have onions and sauce on there.
I'm very, very confident in that selection. What I'd like to know, though, with what you've got sitting in your team currently, do we all have Cam sitting in that captain position?
Yes. Yes, I do. We always go with our man, Batesy.
We don't always.
Yes.
Someone went Nick K.
No,
by accident. Yeah, look, I think it's great. He's if you're looking at your starting team, I pick Cam over Machado, and it therefore it goes that you would pick him as captain. Also, Banksy, good breakdown.
So do the right thing by us, Cam. We want to see two big double doubles, as it suggests in our intro. And boys, very, very excited for those two Cairns games, but also for the tip-off on Friday.
That's it. Also, as always, you can catch us on Twitter at bball_blokes, on Facebook, Basketball Blokes, or www.basketballblokes.com for all your NBL fantasy information needs. See you later. Good luck, round one. Fantasy coaches.